Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance repeated a debunked claim Monday that Haitian immigrants are abducting and eating pets in the city of Springfield, Ohio. Now, to be clear, local police say there is no evidence that is happening, but Vance and his allies are using this baseless story to push anti-immigrant views. NPR's Wojing Nan covers conspiracy theories and is here with us in the studio to explain. Hey there.
Hello.
So can we just start from the beginning here? Where does this come from? What's going on here?
So I'm seeing this as going through the classic life cycle for many rumors. You know, they start somewhere fringe, somewhere local, and then they're amplified by powerful people, and now they're leveraged for political gain. So for this particular idea that immigrants are eating pets, it has been circulating around for a while locally in Springfield. Like a resident actually brought it up in a city commissioner's meeting. In the meanwhile, though, it has been spreading online, first by a commenter on a far-right message board Gab, and then pushed by neo-Nazi group Blood Tribe, and then days later, accounts on the far right on X started posting about it, and then it landed in a local Facebook group. So with J.D. Vance posting it on X, It has basically reached a whole other level of influence, right? It's being amplified by congressional Republicans and also by X's owner, Elon Musk. So some Republicans have even turned this into some kind of a meme, like they're posting AI-generated images of former President Donald Trump cuddling kittens and ducks, implying that he would do a better job protecting your pets if he is elected president.
Okay. Our colleague Jasmine Garz reported about some of these rumors being debunked in Springfield about a month ago. So help me understand, why is Vance bringing this up right now?
So immigration has been a central issue for Republicans, and the party has been very keen to paint immigrants as a threat to the country. So Vance's original post on X was an attack on Kamala Harris, blaming her for the Biden administration's border policies, even though that was never her job. Well, one fact that everyone does agree on is that Springfield has welcomed thousands of Haitians in the past few years, and it has taken a lot of the city's resources. But for like Vance and Republicans, that influx is a cautionary tale about the strain of immigration on local communities.
So what do we know about the kind of impact this baseless, we should note, narrative has had on locals after being spread by such a high-profile figure as the vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance?
So we are yet to hear reports of direct harassment on Haitians in Springfield. But since Vance posted about this claim, Denise Williams, who is the local NAACP president, she has been getting harassing emails at a pace that she has not experienced in the decade of her in that job. So Williams says that she feels unsafe, and she pins that on J.D. Vance.
I want to talk to J.D. Vance. What you going to do now about the violence that has been stirred up and talked about in our community?
So specifically, she is talking about white supremacists who are active in real life in Springfield and have pushed this narrative online. And the White House, the Haitian American Foundation for Democracy, have both decried the racism embedded in these claims.
Right. Last thing, what have we heard from J.D. Vance? How's he responded to the criticism and fact-checking about these posts?
Vance admitted that these rumors might not be true, but at the same time, he doubled down on the claims. And today, he told supporters to keep all these pet memes flowing.
That's NPR's Wojing Nan. Thank you.
Thank you.